Thank you for listening to Radio Bulgaria's podcast.
Welcome to Time Out for Music. On the 12th of October, the day when composer Arthur Lurier passed away 50 years ago, the foundation named after him organizes a big commemorative concert at Schmiedenhofer Zunzaal in Basel. The program is split between pianist Moritz Ernst from Germany and Borislava Taneva from Bulgaria. The Bulgarian is a researcher and promoter of Lurier's work. She is a performer, piano pedagogue and vice-rector of the National Academy of Music in Sofia. Listen next to Five Fragile Preludes by Arthur Lurier. Noam Israelevich Lurier was born in 1892 in Russia, but few know him by this name. On the eve of the 1917 October Revolution, he adopted the Catholic Christian faith and changed his name to Arthur Vincent Lurier. The revolution changed dramatically the fates of all people of art, united with the name of Russia's Silver Age. Lurier was not among émigrés. He chose to stay in Russia and dedicated himself to the communist ideas in art. Talented and honest, however, he was soon aware that he had made a grave mistake. He fled to the West, while in Russia everything related to him was destroyed. Who are the people who tried to recover his works? Here is more from Professor Borislava Танева. They're not many, and most of them must be enthusiasts like me, she says. The foundation aims to collect everything left from the composer's legacy. Its chairman, Stefan Huliger, has been touring Russia and Europe in search of works. For example, there is a third sonata for piano, and it could be that first and second sonatas will never be recovered. I myself had heard nothing of the composer until 8 years ago. There was almost nothing to find online either. I play his works from Five Fragile Preludes, Opus 1, to the Beschwörungen, written shortly before he died. They differ largely in terms of expression and mood. Arthur Lurier was of Jewish descent and, before World War II, emigrated once again, this time to the United States, where he died. He is a genius, and I can prove that. He made use of aleatory music and dodecaphony long before the innovators from the Second Viennese School in Europe. Listen next to Song, on lyrics by Anna Akhmatova, Borislava Taneva, piano, with Mila Mihova, vocals. Russian singer Anna Miklashevich will also join the concert in Basel. Earlier, on the 7th of October in Sofia, Professor Taneva will perform 10 works by Lurier, dedicated to personalities he was close with, Picasso, James Joyce, Vladimir Horowitz, and others. The project's title is Arthur Lurier, the Torn Page from the History of the Silver Age, and its premiere was at Piano Extravaganza 2015 Festival. The songs sung by Mila Mihova are on lyrics by Anna Akhmatova. The great Russian poetess and Lurier had a passionate love affair and remained in touch, exchanging letters after they had parted. The two died the same year. I selected pieces dedicated to great personalities, friends and co-thinkers of Arthur Lurier. To make clear, he would have been as famous had his political orientation not thrown its killing shadow on his life, concludes Professor Borislava Taneva. Listen next to Lurier's toccata in her rendition. This has been Time Out for Music, dedicated to efforts to recover the legacy of Arthur Lurier.